The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Matt Timmins, Joint Chief Executive Officer of Fintel, FNTL, a sticker there. Matt, thanks for joining me.
Good morning, and thank you for having me on.
Yeah, and you've just released your financial results for the year ended the 31st December 2021. We'll be delving into some detail there. Before we do, Matt, for people maybe not familiar with Fintel, could you give us a brief summary as to what the business is all about, please?
Yeah, sure, of course. So Fintel operates right at the heart of the UK's retail financial services market. It's a large market, really complex market, with hundreds of product manufacturers from the likes of banks, building society, investment houses, and life and pension companies, all the way through to millions of consumers right at the other end. And the vast majority of financial products go from the manufacturer to the consumer by this massive intermediary market. And in the intermediary market, you've got financial advisors, wealth managers, aggregators, and consolidators. And Fintel is set up to serve this market. So our customers are the financial intermediaries and the product manufacturers. And we have three sort of core competencies within the business. First and foremost, we're experts in FCA regulation. We're regulatory experts. We understand the market well. Secondly, we're experts in financial products. We've got the largest database of rated financial products in the UK, and we personally research and rate around 40,000 financial products. And then we take those two things, the expert in regulation and the financial product knowledge, and we build that into fintech and workflow. And that fintech and workflow is used by financial intermediaries to give advice to clients, and it's used by product manufacturers to build and compare products. So the way in which we get paid as a business is financial intermediaries pay us a monthly fee for compliance and regulatory support and a monthly fee for technology, and product manufacturers pay us an annual fee for research and ratings and a monthly fee for distribution and technology. And all that equates to about 66% of our total income in the core business coming from SaaS and subscription fees. So that's in a really quick summary, that's Fintel.
Yeah, excellent stuff. And looking at your financial results, you suggest the robust financial performance, significant strategic progress, position for strong and sustainable growth. And at a glance, I can see top line growing, EBITDA growing, dividend payments. But take us through some of the highlights, if you could, Matt, from 2021.
Yeah, absolutely. So we've had strong growth in 2021, as I said, you know, from a financial perspective, and strong progress towards our strategic ambitions. So the headlines in terms of financial performance are 5% revenue growth in the core business, solid EBITDA margin at 33%, cash flow conversion at 116%, and as I said before, two-thirds of income coming from SaaS and subscription revenue, which is this wonderful sticky revenue, which gives us great visibility over the future. And then in terms of strategic delivery, the sort of progress towards our medium-term goals, we signed the largest ever fintech contract with Tatton Asset Management, who have taken a five-year deal with us to deploy up to 2,500 licenses of our fintech to their user base. We disposed of one of our non-core assets, Zest Technology, for around 20 times EBITDA, a fee of £10 million. And we grew our SaaS and subscription revenue from 61% of total to 66% of total. So good financial performance, very solid, and real progress towards our medium-term objectives.
Yeah, absolutely. And looking forward, because of course, we're already now into end of Q1, so we've done the first quarter. So looking forward, is this sustainable, this kind of growth, this improvement?
We believe so, absolutely. We're making solid progress already this year. We started on a path to digitize the business in 2020 when COVID first hit. And we've made real progress, as you can see, from the percentage of revenue we're now getting from recurring income and license fees in our tech. We have developed a connected fintech platform, which has got workflow built in for our customer base. And as I said, we signed the largest ever fintech contract last year. So we see the future for us as bringing in larger, more enterprise clients into the business, scaling that fintech offering, and then also productizing and monetizing the huge amounts of data that we hold within the business on buyer behavior, consumer behavior, and product selection. So we're making good progress this year already, and we see lots of upside in the business.
Excellent stuff. Okay, on Vox Markets, they're out on the front page. There are 10 companies that are most followed. They all have follow buttons next to them, of course, to get that list. People have to hit that follow button. So if you could give us three quick reasons why someone should hit that follow button on Fintel's page and add you to their watch list, please.
Okay, so yeah, three quick reasons. So Fintel is in, we really do occupy a unique market position. We are the only player in the market who has both the regulatory knowledge and the financial product knowledge that's able to build that into workflow and fintech. So we have this wonderful sticky base of thousands of intermediary customers and hundreds of product providers that have been with the business for years. We've been going for around 20 years now as a business. So we have lots of loyal customers who buy from us. And so this wonderful repeat income. We have growth opportunity in the market, so plenty of intermediary firms to go out, lots of product manufacturers to bring on board, and a huge opportunity to productize and monetize data. And then finally, we have this wonderful financial agility. The cash flow conversion is really high, 116%. We've got a net positive cash position on the balance sheet following the acquisition of DeFacto in 2019, where we spiked up some debt to buy that business. But we've paid that down now and we're back into net positive cash. And that brings with us the opportunity to grow through acquisition as well as organic growth.
Excellent stuff. Matt, it's good to chat to you. And hopefully we catch up in the not too distant future. Thanks very much.
Wonderful. Thanks for having us on.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.